Okay, all right, here it is. I talk about cultura, I talk about faith, we talk about conexiones. So in this episode, I just wanted to share the following. Network is not just about connecting people. It's about connecting people with people. People with ideas and people with oportunidades. In other words, opportunities. Thing is, networking means the act of exchanging information with people who can help you get to that next level. Yo, this is why I tell you, anyone and everyone, that networking, aka here at Fuel Pasión, Conexiones, it's vital to your growth and development. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Yo, what is up, everyone? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm excited to be able to just give you guys a new episode here at Fuel Pasión, where really it's the weekend at the time of this recording, and it's always that Fuel Pasión Friday. Hopefully a little bocaditos, a little something for you throughout the weekend, or maybe throughout the week when you get a chance to see this, to be able to really understand the importance of understanding what I want to talk about. Now, before I get to that part, I'm just really excited. Look, I dropped the ball. So for whatever reason, I thought I had finished posting my video from last week. We're getting close to 100 episodes. So my apologies. Didn't mean to do that. And so you got two videos this weekend to check out or throughout the week. So we hope you enjoy that. We also have this loaded up on our podcast. And by the way, if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, I hope you guys can consider to, one, like and subscribe. We're trying to get this algorithm. We're trying to build something here at Fuel Pasión where it's all about immersing ourselves dentro de la cultura, growing in our faith. And the keyword of today, conexiones. Now, I think it is vital because as young professionals, maybe as a seasoned veteran, or maybe if you're within the university, or who knows, for any high school students that might be checking this out, I think it's very important to understand that as we're growing and we're learning and we're trying to get to the next level, one of the biggest things is really understanding the power of networking. And I think for me, when I think of that, I really do think about it's a connection, right? And I think one of the things that I wanted to share with you guys is why network? I think number one, it presents opportunities. Now, what do I mean by opportunities? The opportunities are presented that the beauty is that both parties will benefit this, right? Let's say I'm the one trying to make the connection and I'm going to a potential employer. The employer will benefit from the network as much as I'm going to benefit from the employer, meaning the employer may get to hear my journey, my story, my skill sets that I can bring to their company. And at the same time, for me, I get to hear what the employer can offer me in my career, in my journey, and if that fits in within my belief system that I want to be able to go forward with them. This is why that's important. Now, you can take this in any other context. I know a lot of artists and musicians that network like crazy, from one producer to the next producer to the sound engineer to the production team. Like, it's like someone that you know that can connect you to those next steps. This is why I think that if you've never considered it, there's a reason why you should. Because it gives you the opportunities to be able to understand if you're a fit for the company, if you're a fit for within the community that you're trying to dive into. It's so important to have that. The other reason why it's important to really understand the beauty of networking, it's all about sabiduría, knowledge, wisdom, that you really get to know and be more aware of the different people that are around you. I'll give you an example. In these past few weeks, I've shared it with you that I had the opportunity to go to various conferences and events. And one of the biggest things that I understood in networking in the social hours or to and from in between a session or workshop was that there's people that have like this shared knowledge that I thought I was maybe the only one that had the niche knowledge. But in hindsight, the beauty was what they were willing to offer me was some insight of knowledge that I never knew. And I think for us, this is why you should be able to kind of network. I've always said that in order to be great in this world, you need to surround yourself with greatness. And we also know that, you know, there's even the old saying that says iron sharpens iron, meaning that there's truth in that. Because we are sharing the shared knowledge, and how does that benefit both parties for us to be able to go forward? Look, these are like really simple things, and there's really some great, amazing articles that I was thinking of like throwing at you guys. If you guys want some of this information, I could send it to you, but these are just things that come off top for me, right? So we know that there's opportunities. We know that there's shared knowledge, or what I like to say in Spanish is como esa sabiduría, right? That wisdom that you gain from networking with others. And the last one that I wanted to share with you guys, give me a second. All right, see, this is what happens when you didn't really write it down. I had to go look at my notes. The last one is simple. It's all about elevating your profile. Now, what do we mean by that? The concept of networking is all about having this presence within the room, within the building, so that the more you network, the more people will be aware of who you are and recognize you. And, you know, this is maybe like a side note. This is why, I don't have my phone next to me, but this is why you should have like a QR code on your homepage that people can go straight to your LinkedIn, or maybe a business card, a QR link. It's important to do that. Why? Because as you're taking the opportunities in a networking event or meeting with someone one-on-one, and you're sharing the knowledge that you both have, then all of a sudden in sharing your profile, as this is like a continual thing that you're doing throughout your journey, more people will know who you are. What does that mean? That means that there's going to be this awareness of someone like you that has amazing skill sets, an amazing concept of how to be able to get the job done, no matter what field it is. And you know why they know that? Because you've been raising the bar of who you are, meaning that you're giving awareness of your profile, that you're letting others know who you are, why you're here, and what you can do for their company. That's what it's about. Now, the challenge is, though, is that some of us are introverts. I mean, I'm not. I mean, in a way I am, because maybe you can relate. I have imposter syndrome, where I feel that how I grew up and where I come from, sometimes, you know, when I'm in a room and I read the room, I feel like, okay, I'll just wait until spoken to versus taking the initiative. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges maybe for, I've had so many conversations recently with people saying, you know, that they've been blessed to be able to do what many of you have been doing, to get to a certain part in life that you find a rhythm, you find un ritmo of like professionalism and connections, but then you're in a new like room of different people. Now, I'm there with you, but I think we're all learning together. Let's take advantage of those conexiones in oportunidades, in the knowledge to learn, and at the end of the day, that it allows us to be able to elevate the presence of who we are, let it be in social media, but more importantly, presente, present. Like, that's the key thing. So I would love to hear, how do you network? What are some things that have helped you? And I think that the more that we can share the power of networking, the more we can make those conexiones to be able to see each and every one of us continually win on all different platforms that we're going after. So that's a little bit of what I have. If you've seen the other video, I talked a little bit about elevator pitch. So once you get in a room, how do you pitch who you are? So check out that video. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have for you all. My name is Noan El Boricua. Check us out. FuelPasionPodcast.com. And I hope you guys consider also maybe to be a part of our Patreon familia. And more than anything, always remember, like we like to say here, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, always grow in your faith, and more than anything, make sure you make those conexiones like we learned today. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.